SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
We're talking with Dolly Parton and Zach Williams today on SOS Radio. How are you, Dolly?
Well, I'm good. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you, Zach?
I'm great. Doing great.
You know, I'm loving the harmonies between the two of you, and there was Jesus that we're playing here on SOS Radio. And Zach, how intimidating is it to reach out to someone like Dolly Parton, who's written like 700 songs and has been in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, thinking, I would love to do a duet with her, but I don't really know her yet?
It was pretty intimidating, you know, but fortune favors the bold, I guess, and so here we are. But, you know, I knew when I wrote the song that what she could bring to the song was so much more than, you know, than anybody else. And so it made sense. I said, we had a vocal on a demo that reminded me of Dolly Parton's voice. And I said, you know, can we find out, you know, if we can get her the CD, if she would just listen to it. I said, I'd love to have her sing on this. And so a couple months into the process, we heard back that she loved the song and wanted to be a part of it. And we met one day in a studio and worked on it for 3 or 4 hours. And I mean, the rest is history. Here we are. But she is so great at just, you know, making you feel so comfortable that, to be honest, from the initial meeting, I was nervous, but 20, 30 seconds into it, I kind of felt like friends.
Now, was this an idea that originally came from your wife? She was like, hey, someday you should do a duet with Dolly Parton. I just think your voices would just meld together so well.
She actually did. I'll never forget it. We were literally standing in the kitchen downstairs one day. I'd written a song called Somebody Prayed for You, and that was the original song that she said, you should send that. I think you and Dolly Parton would sound great. You're going to do a song with her one day. And I was like, there's no way. And that was like 3 years ago. And she's just been kind of speaking that for the last several years. And whenever I told her we were reaching out to do this song, she told me, she was like, y'all are going to do it. And whenever I told her we were singing this song together, she was just kind of like, I told you. You're right again. So
Dolly, when you originally heard this song, you heard Zach's voice on it, you heard like this demo CD. Was there something about the words that immediately caught your attention?
Everything caught my attention. First, it started out, even just the music, the way it started. Then when Zach's voice came in, I thought, oh my goodness. And then I started hearing what the words were saying. And I just was swept away with everything about that song. And I still am to this day. I play it every now and then. I love just hearing it. It lifts my spirits. But I think it's one of the most well-written songs I've ever heard. And it touches on the lives of everybody. I think everybody's been through all the stuff and everybody can relate to all that, you know, those wonderful lines, but everything about it appealed to me and I felt like it was a godsend and I was so proud to be part of it.
I know you grew up singing in church, right? And faith has been a part of a lot of your albums all throughout the years. It's funny how certain words just kind of jump out at the certain times when you need them, you know?
It's true. And I did grow up in the church. My grandpa was a preacher. So that's where I learned to sing. And I never do an album of any kind. Haven't for all these years. It does not have some spirit based stuff in it. Even if it's just A Coat of Many Colors, which talks about Jesus, talks about God, but there's always something there. Years ago, I did a complete gospel album, but I'm going to do another gospel album sometime, hopefully maybe even next year.
So did you hear what she just said a minute ago, Zach? She said this is one of the best songs she's ever heard. This is a songwriter that's written a lot of songs, Zach.
Every time she says that, I'm pinching myself. You guys can't see it, but I'm blown away, you know. I mean, that's the thing. But, you know, I think the thing about the song is it's relatable to everybody, you know. We've all been in those places in our life where we just feel like we're lost and there's nothing good coming from it. But for me, you know, I'll look back on my past and see, man, God was in every detail of every moment of my life. And that's the thing. I believe he's in every detail of everything that's going on right now in this season. And I think in years, we're going to look back and see that he was doing something bigger than we could all imagine.
You know, Dolly, you've seen a lot of things over the years through country music and Christian music and gospel music, but what keeps your hope front and center when you can see a season like we're in now, knowing that, you know what, God's still in control, because I've seen him do it in the past, he's going to do it again.
Yeah, I do believe that. In fact, I wrote a song recently called I Still Believe, and it's about that. It's about that no matter what we go through and all this craziness and all the things we don't understand, I still believe. And I believe to my very core, you know, that God is in everything, whether we see it or not. we can find him in it, or we can certainly analyze ourselves and the things around us and find some good in everything, even though it seems bad. And I really think this has been a wonderful time for people to really stop and, like, be still and know that I am God. Scripture is like to really pay attention to what's going on in your own life and in the world in general, and to try to do what you can to be a better person and to do better. But I'll never lose my faith, never.
So, Dolly, I know music's always been an important part of your journey since the early days, but how's God used music to help reveal a little bit about himself and his love for you over the years?
Well, God is in everything I do. I ask him to do that. Every day I pray that God will let me do something to spread some light in this world, to, like, uplift mankind and to glorify him. And whatever that takes, you know, to just let me be part of that, just to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to God. You know, that's what I pray, those prayers, and I kind of have that in my heart all the time. But everything I do, I like to think, even if it seems crazier, I've got a warped sense of humor and all that, I still hope if I shine that that's with God's light, and that maybe somehow through me, somehow I can direct people to God. It's not about me. It's about greater things. But those of us that will acknowledge that and try to put that out there, it's not, shouldn't be offensive to anybody. Even if you don't even believe in God, you got to believe in something better than yourself. Some greater kindness, some greater wisdom.
Absolutely. You know, Zach, I love the line in the song where you said, when the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, and I couldn't see it, and now there was Jesus. You know, it's like your faith story, you really had to wrestle through some serious parts of addiction, and you had friends that came into your life, and you had friends that left your life.
I did, you know, and that's that statement in that song, that line is as true as it gets. I remember, you know, I was in a rock band for several years and toured all over the U.S. and all over Europe. And I was in a band with 5 or 6 other guys, and it was like a marriage. And so when I decided to call it quits and turn my life around, I didn't really have an answer for it other than I didn't want to lose my wife and kids. I didn't want to lose my family. I didn't want to lose my own life. I was living so reckless that I just remember when I turned and said, guys, I'm done. I got to move on. I'm going to find a church, and me and my wife are going to get involved. That was it. I found myself very alone, you know, and I found myself, you know, realizing, hey, I built all these things up in my life. You know, I had tried to do for myself, and they came crashing down, and there was nobody around except for God. And for me, that was kind of my journey back to my faith, was realizing, like, wow, like, even through all of this stuff, I can still call on God, and he's there to help me. And that's what I, you know, hope that this song does for other people.
Yeah, well, what a powerful story. Well, thanks for putting it out there. Thanks for reaching out to Dolly. I mean, this is just an amazing duet. I just love the harmonies on it. I mean, the story behind it is just amazing, too. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Dolly.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for hanging out with us today, Zach.
All right, Scott. Thank you, man.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.